Just want to talk about some concerns around current credit markets. There's about $44 trillion of credit globally, about 27 of investment grade credit. And people often talk about credit spreads. They're very tight, they look very expensive, and there are certain parts of the market that do look extremely dear. But it is interesting that the global credit market is divided up. About 55% of it is actually financial credit. So these are bonds issued by banks, insurers, non-banks, and about 45% is corporate credit. And when you hear people saying that credit spreads are very tight, they're always talking about corporate credit because they're the widely available spread indices. When we look at corporate credit spreads today, and I'll just take the US market because it's the deepest, most liquid, and we have the best data available, it doesn't matter whether we look at AA, A, BBB, or importantly, the high-yield US bond market, spreads today are tighter than they were in 2007. At the same time, US corporate leverage today is above where it was in 2007. So US high-yield spreads, BB-rated spreads, are trading at 190 over. In 2007, they were trading at about 220 over. Compare that to BBB-rated, investment-grade, bank-issued hybrids here right now, currently paying 290 over. So 100 basis points in additional spread over US high yield. At the same time, we have a surge in subprime corporate lending, so leverage loans to companies that can't otherwise afford to access investment-grade credit. We also have a surge in zombies. We've heard about this today. We track this real-time in Australia. I have 11 analysts in my team, and I've published this in the AFR, but about 15% of all ASX stocks have to dedicate 100% of their earnings to pay back the interest on their debt. Overseas, that number is closer to 20 to 30%. If we then look at the financial credit market, CBA, its equity ratio in 2007 was 4.7%. Today, it is 12.2%. So we've had huge deleveraging in the banking system. In 2007, CBA paid just 9 basis points over bank bills for its 5-year senior bonds. Today, it pays about 8.3 times more, so it pays 75 over. And you see that right across the capital stack. On bank sub-debt, you get about 5 times more spread. In hybrids, about 2.5 times more. And this is true generally globally. So you're getting good value in financial credit at the same time as corporate credit looks very dear. My concern is people reaching into a liquid high yield, especially. And what we know about high yield, or even we talked about REITs earlier, is this is all equity risk in disguise. If you look at the Bloomberg Barclays Global High Yield Index, its return since 2007 has been the same as the Aussie share market. Its volatility has been 11% per annum. Aussie equity vol is 13% per annum. Its worst month, this is global high yield, was minus 18% versus minus 14% for Aussie shares. And its worst peak to trough drawdown was minus 42% versus minus 48% for shares. When stuff's a liquid, you don't get the mark-to-market movements. The NTA doesn't move. It looks safe. And this is why REITs, which are just levered equity, they look like their credit. They look like a bond because they're not showing much ostensible volatility. I think there are opportunities in credit markets. I think it is in very high-grade financial credit. And I think if you want yield, you should be leveraging high-grade financial credit.